Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney with you on 97.1 The Ticket. College football. Stoney, it's not that far away.
I can't wait.
And you know how I know?
How?
I know because Greg Hargrave informed us that he went and purchased his annual Fantasy Football Preview Magazine.
Yeah, what's that have to do with college football?
Because college football and NFL start roughly around the same time. That's how I always remember when the college football season starts, right around the same time as the NFL season.
To me, it always, I mean, that's when vacation starts, when you purchase your first, like, college or pro football magazine.
Now, Greg, are you aware of an advent we like to call the internet?
Yes, I'm aware of said advent.
And you are aware that the internet does provide much of the same or fantasy football content that you sought out in your magazine.
Yes, I understand that. I understand that we can go on the internet, we can find a multitude of articles and rankings and all that.
Yes.
Sort of thing that I can find in a print magazine.
They even do mock drafts online.
That's right.
Automated mock drafts.
I know.
Yeah.
And then
so why the magazine? What it's not 1923, okay?
You know, there's something about having all the content in that one small little 8.5 by 11 area.
In your two hands.
And having it a physical print magazine in your hand to read. There's something about it that I really do enjoy.
Do you see what I'm holding here? I'm holding a cell phone. It's smaller than 8.5 by 11. And that same content is in here.
Yeah, but you know what? It doesn't seem as official.
Not as enjoyable. Not as tactile.
Yes, I totally agree with Greg. But then again, I'm an older human being.
All right, so that is an old school thing that you refuse to let go of, which I can appreciate, right? I mean,
to me, it's part of, you know, the football magazines, it's part of the summer where, all right, it's time for us, at least for me, when it comes to fantasy, I won't actually do much research, but it's time to, like, read about all the football teams, whether it's college or NFL, and just see what they say. The problem with these magazines that come out, like, now or in early August, they're, like, printed in May before a lot of stuff even happens. It is after the draft, but other than that.
Okay. Julian Edelman wants to get it to a hot start to the season in his first four games.
Right, exactly.
So we got that, but at the same time, again, it's all available online.
Yes.
It kind of goes back to our conversation from yesterday where the Pistons and the Red Wings are now going to have their tickets only available on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
No longer will you be able to print out tickets. But there are still people who want the tickets. There are still people who buy the magazines. There are still people who want to read a newspaper in their hand as opposed to reading it online, which I recommend Freep.com and 971theticket.com. So what are you still old school about? What do you refuse to turn the page on in life? 248-539-9797. For example, me, I still watch only VHS movies. No DVDs, no streaming. It has to be the
You're
actual.
You're such a liar. It's not even funny.
It has to be the tape.
I mean, you mentioned newspapers. I enjoy.
So do I.
Reading a news, especially
so
on a Sunday.
I know, me too.
Sitting down on the couch or outside when it's nice with a cup of coffee, whatever, and reading. Unfortunately, with all due respect, the Free Press, it's not what it was.
What?
It's not.
Well, the blogs are.
Okay, I'm not talking about you, but that's a blog. I'm talking about the actual, is your blogs, are they printed on Sundays?
No.
Okay.
They're not printed, period. They're online.
Well, that's a problem.
I agree with you.
I need to see you.
I was holding the Free Press back.
I need to hold you, Jamie, in my hand.
Yes. I appreciate that very much, Tony.
I miss that. I also miss, it's not exactly that much of a variation on that theme, a book. I'd rather read a book in my hands than reading it on Kindle or
a
tablet.
I hate reading on a Kindle or a
I'm with you too, actually. That's funny because I was trying to think of what my example would be, and that's a perfect example. I've read books on my iPad, but I much prefer the actual book itself. I will, in fact, Stoney. You challenge me and I'll do it. Don't try to prove me wrong.
Okay.
I will go to the library before vacation and check out two or three books. The library. That's right. I said it. And read the books, and then turn them back in.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Troy Public Library, baby. Shout out. TPL. 248-539-9797. Greg must buy his fantasy football magazine, even though it's all online. What do you insist on being old school about? And of course, the example we always love to give is our good friend Wojo, right?
Yes.
Who still walks into the bank, goes up to the counter, fills out a piece of paper to withdraw cash. He does not believe in the three-letter machine that sits on the outside of every bank in America.
No.
That's silly.
He used to not pay at the pump, but he finally moved into the 21st century and pays at the pump.
When he finally figured he could do that. He never knew he could do that before.
No, he knew, but he was just
being
a complete...
How do you not know
he
could do
that? He didn't know how.
He didn't know how, or he didn't stop to learn.
Right.
It's really difficult.
How?
In, out, pump, done. 248. That sounded...
That sounded like one of Jimmy Garoppolo's dates movies.
That sounded a little different than I intended it to sound. I personally, I don't know if this is old school or not, because it's basically different, I guess, tax bracket or not. I'm sure I could probably afford it to pay for a lawn service, but I still like mowing my lawn. Like, my son is starting to mow our lawn now, which I appreciate, but there's something about it I kind of, in a way, miss.
Can't relate.
It's like people I've talked to Jimmy Powers about this, our boss. He loves the snowblower. I don't own a snowblower, but he loves blowing the snow on his driveway. Just enjoys it, enjoys the feel of it, enjoys the feeling he gets after he does it, the cleanliness of it, the fact that you can do it right away before anybody drives on it. Because let's face it, once you drive on a fresh coating of snow, no matter what kind of plow service you have impacted tire treads into that ice.
You know what else I do if I call a place? Like the other night, we did carry-in from like Olga's.
Yeah.
Just called it in, right? Went and picked it up. I really, I know I could do it online, but I don't. I just, for some reason, I wanted to talk to a human being.
Sometimes with food, you feel a little bit better with a human.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Christy tried this thing at a supermarket where you call... you order online. You order your groceries online and pull in and get it. And there's always a little bit of a hiccup. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that.
Because they can't get it to your exact specification.
It took me a while to completely warm up to like Open Table, you know, reservations.
Oh, really? Oh, I love that.
That's the best.
What's not to like?
I know. I said it took me a little bit. Now it's the best.
Yeah.
I'm still old school about I've said this before, my calendar. I don't use my phone. I use a planner. I want to write everything down so that when I'm done, I cross it off. And when I write it, I remember it.
Yeah.
For me, writing helps me remember everything. So typing it does nothing.
Actually, it's funny you say that because at our house, we have like this master calendar in our kitchen that Christy keeps, and it's all pen, pencil. I mean, it's
color coded by kid.
No. If you look at it, it would look like complete gibberish, but she understands it. It's like, you know, a scorecard in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone does it their own way.
Yes.
She does it her own way. And I'll look at it and be like, what is this? But she knows all the things. Yes.
People
she's
still
that
laugh
way too.
At me though. Like appointments. I'm like, hold on, let me pull out my planner, and I'm pulling out and opening, but it works for me.
So each year on or about December 31st, you go ahead and you're like, Stoney's birthday, Josie's birthday.
Yes.
Yes, you get everything ready for the following year.
I sure do.
Wow. Ticket text 97136. Kyle in Ann Arbor. I'm 33, still pay my bills with personal checks. Something about the deliberate action forces me to look it over and pay on time.
You know
good for you.
I got to tell you.
But if you have it online set up, you are going to pay on time.
Automatic payments.
Yes.
The way to go.
It's the best feeling.
No doubt.
The moment I shifted to e-bill and all that stuff, because every month it would be this big process. I'd go through my file, take out all the, you know, and now it's just so much easier. But I get what Kyle's saying. There are some people who still do that for sure.
I'm a dinosaur and still listen to sports radio on FM terrestrial radio.
Okay.
That's
great.
Or you can do the radio.com app. That's cool.
Yeah, download the radio.com app and take it on the road. Oh, I got one, by the way.
Yeah.
I still wake up every morning to an alarm clock.
Like not your phone,
not
an
my
actual
phone.
Alarm
I have
clock.
A digital alarm clock that I wake
that
up
is
to
going
every
away.
So does my wife.
Yeah.
Me too. I trust it more than my phone.
Really?
I do too.
I honestly do.
No, I have my phone there as a backup, which if you've noticed, I've had a pretty nice long winning streak here of showing up on time.
Oh, gee. Let's give you a participation ribbon for being here.
I want to say it's been about 7 months. I think it was December the last time I overslept. And since that time, I've had my phone as a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not asking for participation, just to, you know.
Chris in West Bloomfield, driving manual transmission. I never did that.
I would love to do that. If I could find that, I would do it. I love manual transmission. That's what I learned on.
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah. Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the tickets.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.